Good morning.
大家早上好。
It's good to be with you again.
真的很高兴能和大家在一起。
When 圣元经叔叔 asked me to speak today, it was about a week and a half ago.
圣元经今天不在啊，圣元经叫他在一个礼拜前跟以平说你要在今天在这里分享。
And I immediately said, no, I can't.
我真是马上就觉得真的是我不行啊。
Because there were so many things going on with helping my mom.
因为我在我知道大家知道我哎呀我妈妈受伤了，所以我在那么多很多的事情，我在那里家里帮我的妈妈还有我的爸爸。
And there were things to remember and things to do, and so I just didn't feel like I would have the time I would like to prepare a message to speak to you.
真的是很多的事情要准备，有很多的事情要忙，但是我想不到我自己，我想我大概自己没有这个时间来准备给大家讲一篇信息，准备一篇信息。
And so I asked 叔叔 if it would be okay that I share my testimony.
我就问这个圣叔叔，他还不在。他说我今天能不能把我个人的见证在这里和大家分享一下
？And that hopefully through that we could be encouraged and that God would speak to each of us too.
希望我的个人的见证，我在这里的个人的见证能够鼓励大家，神也能够，神的灵也能在大家身上做工。
Because I think there are some of you who've known me since the church began in 1984, is that right?
我想我们这里有几位大概从这个教会开始的时候就认识我，这个是1983年、84年的时候。
I don't know if there's anyone before that, except my parents.
不知道我的父母还有几位，这里有两三位，有谁在八三八四年之前就来这个教会？这个是有点。
Okay. And then there are some who know me because I come every couple of years and I share, and so you have a face and the name.
另外一些弟兄姐妹认识我，因为我每过几年我就回来分享一下我在外面宣教的工作，所以你大概知道我。
And then there are some who just know my name because they see it in the bulletin and you ask for prayer.
有些大概知道我的名字，因为我常常我有把这个宣教工厂的信记在这里，贴在墙上，大家看了以后就知道我的名字了。
So I think it's time. It's been 25 years.
我想这个真的是一个真的是很长时间，25年了。
So if you knew my testimony, you've probably forgotten it by now.
如果是大家以前有听过我个人见证的话，大概也是大概有些已经忘记了。
But before that, I want to thank you for how you have shown your support for my parents and for me.
真的是很感谢大家怎样的支持我和支持我的父母。
For those who don't know, my mom had a fall playing badminton.
我大家不知道，我母亲因为去打羽毛球，所以就摔倒了。
And she's now agreed that it's not really a good idea for 81-year-olds to play badminton.
所以她现在答应了，大概81岁的人去这个打羽毛球不是一个很好的主意。
But I probably would have done the same thing.
我想我大概到81岁的时候，我也会同样做这样的事情。
So she fell and broke her hip and had a surgery. Everything went very well.
她摔倒了，然后她的胯骨摔碎了，但是呢，她有了一个手术，然后所有的都非常好。
And we appreciate your prayers and the phone calls and visitors and people who have cooked and sent over really good food for us.
我们真是很感谢大家的电话和关怀和许多人送了食物也煮了很好吃的东西来。
It really made this time a lot easier, especially for me, as I've never had to do this for my parents before.
Yeah, 这对我来说真的是让我的日子很好过了，因为我以前也没有这样的照顾过我的父母。
At the same time, my father had to go to Taiwan.
同时我的父亲呢，因为家里有事还要到台湾去。
His mother, my grandmother, was very ill, and it really seemed like maybe she wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, 我父亲的母亲，我的祖母是实在是身体不好，估计日子不多。
And so through this whole time, we just see how God prepared everything so generously, so perfectly, so that I could be here and that my mom could have someone close by and my dad could go take care of his mom and praise the Lord, she's here today.
Yeah, 真的是感谢主，所有这么多的困难同时出现我家，要不是神的恩典，我们不知道怎样。神安排了好了一切，这个时间让我妈妈有生病，我爸爸也能够去台湾，而我正好就能在这里照顾，也有其他人帮忙照顾，真是神的恩典。
So I'd like to share with you some of my story.
我想向大家分享一下我个人的一些故事。
But before I do that, I'd like us to remember that we are each just a small part of a very big story.
所以在我分享个人经历之前，我想让大家知道我们每个人都是这个神这个大的故事的一部分。
If you think about it, we have the Bible, which has a lot of that story in it.
我们想到没有，我们有这样一本圣经，里面有很多的故事。
From the beginning, when the Lord, when God created the heavens and the earth.
从起初，神创造了天地。
Through His walking with the Israelites.
然后以色列人和神同行。
Through the time when Jesus was born and He walked the earth and taught how to live and to come to the Lord.
Yeah, 然后他我们就看见耶稣的故事，耶稣在地上的日子，他让人怎样跟随他。
His death, his resurrection, and then the growth of the church.
他的死，然后他的复活，然后是教会的产生和成长。
And we are the descendants or the result of that first church that was born.
我们这些人就是第一代，就是起初刚开始的教会的以后的延续。
Many have given their lives and left their homes, their countries to bring the gospel, so that we today could be here worshiping together.
Yeah, 许多人离开了他们的家，离开了他们的国家，然后放弃了他们的一切，然后传讲福音。所以我们这些人今天就听到了福音，能够再坐在这里。能够听神的福音。
And then we have the part of the story that hasn't come to pass yet.
这个部分的故事还没有过去。
That maybe some of us won't be around when it does come to pass, or all of us. I don't know.
Yeah, 我们这些人有可能在这部分的故事结束的时候还在，或者已经过去了。
If we could read together Revelation 21.
我们现在要一起打开圣经读。启示录二十一章。
This to me is a high point in this bigger story that God is writing. Certainly, it's not the end, but it's a high point, and from there, we don't have the rest of the story.
是啊，这段经文对我来说，这个就是这个故事的高潮。我们还没有知道所有故事的结尾，但是这个就是高潮。
So I'll read in the ESV version, and then can you also read?
Yeah, 我这里要读这个 ESV 这个 version 的英文，然后你读完了，我读中文哈。
Okay.
第三到
verse 3-5.
三到五节。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold." The dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new.Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Ooh, that gives me chills.
Sorry. 好，我现在读一下第三节。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
These days, especially with everything personalized in the U.S. especially, everything is made tailor-made for you and individual.
So 这些日子，我们现在这个时段，就是很多，特别是在美国，很多事情是这样被这样修改了以后，它就是因为你要它成什么样子，它就成什么样子。
For example, some of you might remember when there were booths where you would go to make a phone call, and you wouldn't make a phone call from your home.
是啊，大家记得以前，我们要去打电话，要到外面去拿那个挂的机来打电话，你在家里打不了电话。When
I moved to Mexico first, when the church sent me to Mexico, that's how we made phone calls. Nobody had a cell phone, nobody had a phone in their home. They went to this place that had several booths, and you went in and said, I'd like to call such and such number.
我以前刚开始去外面宣道，就是去墨西哥宣教的时候，墨西哥就是这样一个地方。他打电话不是在家里打的，要到外面，外面一个走廊、一个墙上有那么一个机器，然后你去那里去打这个号码，然后才能打电话出去。Today
we each have our phone that we carry with us, and it's the color we wanted, and it has all the apps and things that we want. It's basically a piece of us.
Yeah, 今天我们所用的电话，大家都有手上有的，就是它的颜色也是适合我们的需要，它的功能里面各种应用也是适应我们的需要，完全就是为我们个人所定做的一个东西。That's
just an example, but so many things about our world make us think that we are the beginning and the end of our story.
所以这个世界上很多事情，除了这一件之外，很多事情都让我们知道我们是这个故事的。 结束也是开始，也是这个故事的结束。
But I think we live a very poor in the sense shallow and not deep life if we only think of our lives of our story that way.
Yeah，如这样的话，就让我们想到，我们这些人其实是很可怜的。我们可怜的意思就是我们是很肤浅的，我们讲到的只是我们自己。
If we remember that we are part of this bigger story that God has written from eternity to eternity.
如果我们知道我们这是一个很大的故事中间的一部分，神所写的这个故事就是从永远到永远的这个故事。
Then naturally our question is, what is my part in that story?
所以很自然的，我们就有这样一个问题：我在这故事里的角色是什么？
I know the church has been talking about missions this year. I think is the theme, is that correct?
我想我们故事也，我们教会也提到这个宣教作为我们这个教会的主题。
And so just as an introduction into, I'm going to get around to telling you my story, but what I want us to think about is, what is a missionary?
是啊，我在这里做一个介绍，就是快到我的主题之前，我先把这个事情介绍给大家。宣道是什么？
Some people think that missionaries are especially called, that they're especially courageous, that they have some special quality.
有些人认为这个宣道士是神特别所呼召的，他有一些特殊的品质，他有一些特殊的能力，所以他们就去做这个宣道士。
The word mission or missionary has the root from Latin, which means sent or to send.
Yeah, 从拉丁文的原文来说，这个宣道这个故事，宣道这个宣道士这个字，是从原来的拉丁文里面派出去这个字演化而来的。You
know this verse probably, but let's look at Matthew 28:18-20.
我们看看马太28章。
We call it the Great Commission.
Yeah, 28章是说大使命这个经文。
And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
二十八章十八节这样说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We call it the Great Commission because it is Jesus saying go, he's sending.
我们把这个称为大使命，因为耶稣说去，他派这些门徒去。
And he's not sending just certain ones, he's sending through those disciples all who believe in him.
Yeah, 他不是派有些特定的人去，他是通过这些使徒，然后派所有的人，所有相信他的人都去。
And so we are all sent.
所以我说，所以我们这些人都是被差遣的。
So now people are getting nervous in their seats.
哎呀，我们大家就觉得有点紧张。
When Jesus says to the ends of the earth, he's talking about everybody.
说神，耶稣说直到地极，他是说对所有人都传福音。
It doesn't make sense that everybody goes to the opposite side of the earth.
但也不是说我们每一个人都到地球的另一边去。
It is important that we keep in mind that there are other places other than around us that need to hear the gospel.
所以我们要把这个记在心里，就是在我们周围，除了我们这个地方以外，其他地方也需要这个福音。
And so some of us are drawn, I say drawn because, or attracted, because it is an invitation from God to serve him.
所以我们这些人，有一些人就是被吸引，其实是受神的邀请。
So some of us, through prayer, asking the Lord, what should we do, we are drawn joyfully to serve him in other places.
所以我们这些人，有一些人就通过祷告，通过求问神的旨意，然后得到神，神被神所吸引，我们就到其他的地方，就在我们这个地方以外其他地方去侍奉神。
And some of us are drawn joyfully to stay where we are, to reach the neighbors around us, our families, the people at our job, at our school.
那我们有一些人也是受神的吸引，然后我们就很开心的在我们周围，像我们的朋友，像我们的同事和其他的家庭成员，这传福音。
The important thing is that we ask.
最重要的是我们要求神的旨意。
What would you like me to do? Where would you have me? Is it here? Is it somewhere else?
我们要向神求神的旨意，是神啊，你是让我在这里呢，还是去其他的地方？
So missionaries, as we know the word in the church sense,
在教会中我们把这个宣道士这个字
are normal people,
是普通人
who have had normal experiences too,
这些普通人也是生活经历也很普通
who deal with difficulties, have great days, have bad days,
这些普通人他也有生活中也有困难，他也有好的日子，他也有差的日子。
They have things that cause them worry. They have parents who get older.
他们也有一些让他们所担心的事情，或比如说他们的父母老了。
In my experience, the church sent me out almost 25 years ago.
在我的个人经历中，这教会把我差派出去已经有25年之久了。
Has been very supportive and made it easier for me to deal with those kinds of things that would worry me, like my aging parents.
Yeah, 所以我这个教会是因为一直在支持我们，就让我们在这个应付自己生活中的困难，比如说我父母年老的事情上面，就很容易的能够应付了。
This body has made it possible for me to dedicate my entire day. Right now we're doing translation of the Bible, and so we can just do that. We don't have to work and earn the money to pay for our food and rent, and those things are bills, and try to do this job, which is a lot.
Yeah, 真的是这个 这个教会对我们也是非常的支持，因为这个教会的支持，我们就不需要每天去去挣我们所需要的，然后应付我们的账单啊，各种事情，而是通过教会的支持，我们能够专心的在这里做神的工，就是在那里翻译圣经。
And so there is that difference that the church supports me financially, so that I can dedicate myself to this work.
所以因为在经济上教会支持我们，所以我就能够专心来做这个圣经翻译的工作。
And Kaiksho greets you also and would like me to thank you also for your prayer and for your support.
我的丈夫 Kaiksho 也很向大家表达他的感谢，因为教会的支持。
But so I just want you to understand that there is not that big of a difference between someone who stays here and who also is sent to speak to those who are around them to spread the gospel, to be light and to be salt.
Yeah, 我们在这里如果是在本地能够传福音，也能够让别人信主，也就像神所说的像盐像光像盐一样的，也是非常的好。
We need to allow the Lord to renew our mind and our thinking about that.
我们要求神，让求神能够更新我们的心思意念，让我们能够想到这一点。
It is not more special or better or more praiseworthy or whatever that someone go far away and do this than that someone stay here and do this.
所以这让神能够让我们知道，并不是那些去远处的做一些特殊的工作或者是很远的地方才能有什么特殊的贡献。如果是在本地能够做盐做光也能传福音的话，也是非常的好。
And so I'm just going to summarize very quickly because it's almost a 50-year-old story now, but my testimony so that you can see that I am like you, a normal person.
所以我在这里总结一下，差不多有我这里也传道有二十多年了，就是我想让大家知道，我和你们一样，也是一个普通人。
In fact, I may have given my parents more trouble than some of you did.
哎呀，有可能我带给我父母的是更多的困难，比你们带给你们父母的要多。
So I was born in Seattle, raised in Bellevue.
我是生在西雅图的，我是就在这个 Bellevue 这里长大的。
We used to go to ECC in Seattle.
我们以前的话，在这个教会之前，我们是去西雅图正道堂。
And then some of the brothers and sisters my parents' age said they would like to plant a church here on the east side.
有一些弟兄姐妹，特别是我父母的这个年纪的一些弟兄姐妹，是那个时候就说我们要在东区这块地方 ，Bellevue 这块地方建一个教会。
And so they came and began the church here, and from about 12 years old, I was going to church here in Bellevue.
Yeah, 他们然后就在这里开始了这个教会。从12岁开始，我就在这个 Bellevue 这个教会里面。
I had, at about 12 years old, a very impacting experience with Jesus Christ at a retreat, a youth retreat.
在12岁的时候，我是参加一个青年的退休会，我有一个很强的从耶稣来的对我有一个很大的震动。
Until then, I had been that irritating Sunday school student who knows a lot of answers and like wants to correct the teacher or give them an extra verse to help.
是啊，差不多从那个时候开始，12岁以后开始，我就是成为一个问题少年。我的问题是什么呢？就是在主日学的时候，我是那常常来纠正老师的错误，然后告诉老师下一章是什么，下一节是什么。
And at 12, I finally understood that story that I had learned so well, and it actually touched me in a way it had not touched me before.
差不多到那个时候，12岁的时候，我才知道我小时候学了很多圣经的故事，以前是只是知道，后来才真正的在那里触动了我。
And what really impacted me was to know the details of Christ's suffering.
是啊，这什么使我那么样的震动呢？就是我能够了解耶稣所受的所受的苦难。
That he would go through that for me, that he would suffer and die in my place.Really touched me.
因为他在那里， 替我所受的苦难，替我而死，真正的这个事情才是真正的触动我的。
And so at 12, that's when I said, I want Jesus, I want this salvation.
所以在12岁的时候，我那时候下决心，我就说我要耶稣，我要这个救恩。
But I was a very perfectionistic, very overachieving student.
但是我那个时候呢，有一点过分追求完美。我也是在学校里面也是个完美主义者。
So I was playing sports, I was doing music, I was doing school, and I was trying to be a good Christian.
Yeah, 所以那个时候他因为追求完美，他就做了很多的事情，又是做音搞这个音乐，又是去这个做体育方面，还有好好的读书，还有在教会里面要有很大的成就。
And now that I have a son who has these same very self-pressuring characteristics, I understand.
Yeah, 现在他有个儿子也是差不多有这样的相类似的情况，就是完美主义者对自己有很强的这个压力，有很大压力。
But so when I accepted Christ, I accepted him as my savior, but I didn't actually allow him to be my Lord because I needed to be in control of all these things.
Yeah.在我十二岁接受主耶稣基督做我的救主的时候，我是接受他了，但是我还是没有叫他做我的主，因为我对很多事情我都要控制我做的事情。
And junior year of high school, which everyone knows is very hard.
高中的这个一年级是三年级是非常难的，大家知道也非常难。
I was sometimes spending two nights, three nights without sleeping to finish my homework.
我差不多有两天三天晚上不睡觉，为的只是完成我的功课。
So things started to kind of go downhill.
然后这个事情就看来有点下坡，走下坡路。
My piano teacher was on my back.
我的这个钢琴老师就在催我了。
I wasn't playing volleyball as well as I'd like to, so I was frustrated.
因为功课的原因，我也玩不了排球。
My grades started to go down. Until then, I had been straight A's.
我的成绩也慢慢的下降了。我以前差不多只是全 A 的成绩，后来就下坡了，也走下坡。
And I just began to enter into a depression because I didn't know what to do with all that.
我那时候有一些忧郁啊，所以因为我不知道怎么应付这样的事情。
And as maybe you've been talking about this some too, when depression starts, it's very hard for you to see.Light. It's very hard to see what's really going on.
当大家也可能有知道，如果是你有抑郁的话，你很难知道你这个前途在哪里，光在哪里。
As a very proud person of my own achievements, it was hard to me to look at this ruined record because once you go down, there's no way to be back to get back to perfect, right?
Yeah.我因为是一个很完美的人，我实在不能接受我的这么完美的成绩现在就变成越来越差了。你知道一旦成绩变差之后就很难再回到完美了。
So to make it short, I tried to kill myself.
所以我那个时候就想自杀了。
Twice.
两次。
And the first time was taking pills.
第一次是吃药。
All it created was hallucinations, didn't do anything.
Yeah, 但是吃了药没起作用，因为只是就给我产生了不少幻觉，但没管用。
So the second time I thought, okay, I'm going to do it right this time. And I tried again with other pills.
Yeah, 他第二次呢就是我要试一试，这次一定要做成功，他就吃了更多的药。
But I woke up in the hospital after a short coma.
但是我在医院里经过一段辗转的失去记忆失去知觉之昏迷之后又醒过来了。
And I thought I can't even do this right.
我想大概我连死都死都不能做成。
I can laugh about it now.
我现在能够笑这个事情。
But apparently God had something else in mind.
但是大家知道神他在有一个其他的主意。
He was merciful.
神是这样怜悯。
I don't think I was that.Bad at killing myself. I think he really intervened.
就是我想我不是那么差，我连自己都杀不了自己，只是神在那里用他的大能的手在这里干预。
So you know how this feels. You've screwed up. You're embarrassed. You feel like a hypocrite in church.
这你是想到这是怎么一个感觉了？你自己失败了，你觉得你是欺骗别人，你觉得你是心口不一的人啊，假冒伪善的人。
And you don't know how to fix it.
你也不知道怎么办。
But God, I don't say that I was so intelligent that I decided to just continue. I'm sure that God put the minimal desire in my heart to not try to kill myself again.
是啊，我不是说我是这样的厉害，我是这样的要决定做一件事情一定要做成。我想神把一些最最微小的这个能够不再伤害自己的心放到了我的心里。
There was no spectacular change so that suddenly I was full of joy and everything could just go on and be wonderful.
并不是有一个突然性出现的就是爆炸性的，我突然有生命的改变，我就完全充满了喜乐。相反的，我的就是觉得我的日子就是接着过下去了。
It was through one step at a time, one day at a time, one conversation at a time with people God put in my life.
真是通过每一次的一小脚步，或者每一次和别人的一次说话，慢慢的一步一步的，神在那里改变了我。
With the prayers of brothers and sisters, the support of my parents.
因为弟兄姐妹的祷告和其他弟兄姐妹对我父母的支持。
And so, after a time, things began to look a little bit more normal.
过了一阵子，然后看上去这个事情就看上去生活就看上去差不多正常一点。
In church, I began to help a little bit more with the younger kids.
在教会里我然后慢慢的就帮助一些其他的比我更小的这孩子们。
And my relationship with God began to take on a different kind of depth.
然后我和神的关系又进到了另一个的深度。
Because now I understood that I had not allowed him to be my Lord.
因为那个时候我已经明白，因为原因是我没有让主作为我的主。
What does that mean? It means talking with him,understanding his word, realizing what his word has to do with my decisions, and asking him what he wants me to do.
是啊，其实那个就是我们没有和神讲我要做什么，也没有和神也没有仔细的向神询问我该怎样的做，然后让神做我的主，没有这样做。
So fast forward in 93, I was at the University of Washington studying zoology.
我在93年的时候，我在这个华盛顿大学学这个动物学。
Because I was very interested in marine biology.
我那个时候很喜欢这个海洋生物。
And I had participated in Kohai camp. I don't even know if it still exists. It's an inter-church Asian camp.
Yeah, 这里我那时候参加了一个叫 Kohai Camp, 啊 Kohai 这个夏令营，那个是不同的教会相互组织在一起的夏令营。
And that year, some of the other people who were at the camp invited me to join them on a mission trip to Mexico.
那个时候，那个夏令营的一些其他的同工邀请我去一个短宣，就是去墨西哥。
At the same time,You know how around Christmas time you always start to see more ads for World Vision and like help the Compassion International or help these needy children.
Yeah, 差不多在圣诞节的时候，大家会看见很多的广告，很多的这个宣传，就是怎样帮助那些有需要的人，帮助世界上困苦的孩子，这些宣传。
So it just seemed like everywhere I looked, there was something about missions.
所以那个时候我看差不多我其他所接触到的资料都是有关于这些宣道这方面的事情。
And this is why I like to use the word drawn.
所以我就是用了这个字，这个吸引这个字。
Because I wasn't commanded.
但是因为我并不是受神命令。
I was curious.
只是好奇。
And decided, okay, I don't have a calling to missions, but I can check it out.
我那时候决定我说我是没有得神的呼召让我去宣道，但是我可以去查看一下到底是怎么回事。
So I went to Mexico and we ran a VBS.
Yeah, 我那时候去了墨西哥，然后我们就做了一个 VBS, 就是夏日圣经学校。
And we did things around the camp that where we stayed, which was like just cutting off the old dry plants around the building, so there would, they call it a fire break, so there wouldn't be fire.
Yeah, 所以我们那时候做的一个事情呢，就是把这个建筑物周围的这些灌木啊、树丛啊、小枝子啊全部割掉，因为那些割掉以后，它就不会着火了。So
it was great. Like, this is nice.
我觉得很好，这是非常好。But
my feeling was, this is really great.
我是，他是我和别人不一样。我是说，这个非常非常好。And
I came home kind of with the thought. Maybe because the staff there had invited me to go back the following summer as a volunteer for 3 months.
Yeah, 但是我觉得非常好。然后呢，那边的这个墨西哥那个夏令营的那个人员呢，就把我第二年呢又叫回去，让我去做三个月的这个义工。
And when I came back and talked about it with my parents, and they were like, it sounds like it's just a phase you're going through. Maybe you should just finish school. And like, besides, we don't want you asking our friends for money.
Yeah, 所以说，我的父母就对我说，看上去这个主意嘛是不错，但是好像就是这么一个过程。但是呢，最好呢你在学校好好读书啊，然后就把这，然后呢也不要问朋友们借钱呐，因为要去花钱。And
I don't personally remember this, but my mom said that I said, I'm not going to ask your friends for money. If God wants me to go, He'll provide the money.
我不记得这个事情，我母亲告诉我这个事情。然后我那时候说，妈，我是不会问你的朋友们要钱的，我也不会问其他人要钱。如果是神让我去的话，他会提供我钱的。And
sure enough, I was given through my work a grant which I could use however I would like as long as I finished the project that I had to do. And that was the money that I went to Mexico with.
Yeah, 所以呢，我在学校里面呢，就做一个项目，那个项目呢，有一个奖学金，所以因为有这个奖学金的原因呢，我就不要问别人借钱，我就用这个钱去墨西哥。So
you see, I was drawn.
所以我是被吸引。
It wasn't one very courageous big decision. It was small steps. And then seeing God open the door, and look, we're going to Mexico now.
所以你看，这个不是一个神的呼召，是一个小小的一步一步的。我被吸引，然后神也一点点开门，然后我就可以去墨西哥了。It
was during that summer in Mexico that God really worked in my heart about the idea of being a full-time missionary.
是真的是在那个夏天，神在我心里动工，让我有了一个完全做一个全职宣道士的有一个决心。
So I was seeing someone that we were kind of thinking about marriage in the future, and I really kind of resisted the idea because I thought I should just be a normal person and stay in Seattle and then maybe finish my master's degree and get married and do things like that normal people do.
那个时候呢，我也是想，我也是不太清楚到底是怎么回事。我就想，是不是我应该就像一个普通人那样做，就像在西雅图，我就在这里住着，然后我就读完本科，我就在读硕士，读完硕士之后再找人就结婚。And
I found that what the Lord wanted from me wasn't a declaration that yes, I will go and serve in Mexico. What he wanted was just for me to say, I'm willing to go where you want me to go and to do what you want me to do that summer.
神在那个夏天给我身上做的工，并不是说让我下定决心，我就要完全去墨西哥做一个全职宣道士。神就是让我开了我这样一个心，让我知道我就应该神听神的话，神让我去哪我就去哪。
And we were singing this song in church, I'll never forget it. In a small village, we were singing, Here I am, oh Lord, I will go.
我记得这么一首歌，我是在墨西哥一个小村庄，这样一个夏令营里面是唱的。神啊，你让我去哪儿？And
I started crying, and I was like, I'm not going to sing this song.
对，我的是真的是在那里哭泣。And
I didn't sing that song that night.
其实我那天晚上没有唱那首歌。
But that group that I was with, there was an American group that was ministering there. We went to the beach to set off fireworks on July 4th.
是啊，但那时候有那个夏天有几位美国宣道士在那里的话，我们就在那个时候正好是7月4号，我们就到了海边去放了烟火。
And so as they set off fireworks and made a lot of noise, I walked down the beach just kind of struggling with this resistance to God.
当他们在那里点火庆放烟火的时候，我就在这个海边这个一个人走，我心里有这样一个挣扎，因为就是挣扎神让我做的这个事情，听神的话。
And I felt in my heart God asking, who do you think I am?
我在心里头这样的神一句话，就是说神说你认为你是谁呢？
So as I thought through all the Bible stories that I knew,
我在这里想了想，回想了那么多圣经故事，我很多很熟悉的故事。
I just listed off all the things that I know God is.
我就是那里列出来我知道神是怎样的。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
He is the one who called Abraham aside and began a nation with him.
他在那里呼召亚伯拉罕出来，最后成了一个大国。
He's the one that patiently waited as Israel left him.
在那里，神在那里有这么有耐心的等待了很多很多年，因为以色列人离弃了他。
He's the one who sent Jesus later through that nation.
然后他就差派他的儿子耶稣到了那个以色列人中间。
And as I listed everything, my worries about a future of happiness, of a boyfriend, of work, of how would I do this in Mexico, they all became very small.
Yeah, 当我想到那些故事的时候，我就想，我本来自己心里的想法就是我怎样去找一个男朋友啊，我将来怎样的我自己的生活啊，那些事情就在这个事情相比起来就变成很小的事情。
And so again, I was drawn.
然后我就是再次被只是吸引，被吸引。
Fast forward, I ended up going back to Mexico after finishing college.
然后就往前再快近一点，然后过了几年之后，我的学校读书毕业了，然后我又回墨西哥了。
So you know now that I studied zoology, I didn't prepare as a missionary, I was prepared along the way.
我知道我在那时候学了这个生物啊，不是这个动物学，并没有什么用处，但是这是给我以后做一些准备。
So when I didn't know how to do recordings, I was trained to do recordings.
Yeah, 我以前不知道怎样读做这个记录，但是
录音，
因为是学动物学的原因，我这就受过这个训练。
The Bible teaching I had received here in church was very good.
我在这里所接受的圣经教育真的是非常的好。
And of course, continuing to study, I have, I believe, enough Bible knowledge to do the work we're doing.
是啊，在接着我虽说有进一步的学习，但是我在做这个宣教工作的时候，我有了这个足够的知识来做这个。
I didn't speak Spanish, but I began to learn it as I went along.
Yeah, 我以前不会学讲西班牙文，但是我一边工作的时候，一边又学了这个西班牙文。
So through the whole process, God just took me step, small step by small step.
这整个的一过程，神就是在那里一小步一小步的带领我。
And gave me everything I needed to do whatever I needed to do.
然后神在那里提供了我所需要的一切，然后这些所有的一切能够足够的保证我做所有的工作。
In Mexico, I was making gospel recordings in Indian languages.
在墨西哥，我也在那里记录这个圣经，录音也能够用当地的印第安语。
And then that mission sent me to Brazil.
因为是那个宣道工厂的缘故，他们就把我送到了，就派到了，巴西啊。
And I didn't speak Portuguese.
我那时候并不会讲葡萄牙话。
But I spoke Spanish.
但是我会讲西班牙话。
Which made learning Portuguese a lot easier.
然后因为会讲西班牙话，学葡萄牙话就快得很。
And in Brazil, I also began to make tribal.Language recordings now in more difficult places to get to by boat or by small plane.
Yeah, 在这个墨西哥在这个巴西，因为要去当地的部落去记录他们的语言，这些部落是很难去的，要坐船，要坐小船啊，要爬山啊，然后才能到那个部落。然后我就能够很好的做这个录音的工作，因为我受过训。
That was in the year 2000 that I went to Brazil.
在2000年的时候2000年的时候我到了巴西。
If you had asked me in 1994 to do that, I would have said you're crazy.
在1994年你叫我做的话，我是说你就疯了吧。
And sometimes people look at me and what I do at the languages I speak and they think, ooh, you're so whatever.
有些时候人家就看见我所做的工作和我所讲的各种不同的语言，别人就说，哎呀，你真是不得了。
And then they think I could never do that.
你知道一个人，男人也做不了这样的事情。
So I just want to underline it. It doesn't happen overnight. It's step by step, small steps that God does with each of us.
我在这里要强调的是，这个事情并不是一夜就突然发生的，而是一步一步神在那里慢慢的做工作成的。
In Brazil, making recordings, I met Kaixo and his family, his parents also.
因为在墨西哥，我在那里做这个录音工作的话，我也遇见了Kaixo和他的家庭。
I met his first wife, Christiane.
我在那里遇见了他第一个妻子Christiane。
And she passed away in 2008 from cancer.
然后在2008年的时候，他的 Kaixo 的第一个太太因为癌症缘故就去世了。
So to make a long story short.
然后就短一点。
We got married. That's a very short story, right?
然后他 Kaixo 太太去世之后，然后我和 Kaixo 就结婚了。
But like I said before, our stories are just a small part of so many other bigger stories.
所以我刚才说以前所说的，我们个人的故事是这整个神这个大故事的一个很小的部分。
And so I came into this family that the two kids were 9 and 11.
我进入他们的家庭，那两个孩子是9岁和11岁。
Kaixo had a wonderful marriage with Christiane.
Kaixo 以前和这个第一个太太也和自己婚姻很好。
They worked among the Kaingang Indians.
他们在这个 Kaingang 这个印第安人的部落一直工作。
And when I entered that story, I inherited, I won all of that story.
然后当我进入那故事的时候，我就继承了那个故事，然后我得到了那个故事。
It's much better in Chinese.
我。
So again, it's if we focus only on our story, then I could think. I'm in competition with this other wife. I've got these two kids who, like, they're his.
我如果是大家这样一理解的话，以为我在那里和他的第一位妻子在那里有竞争的关系，然后我就赢了，然后我就得到了他两个孩子。
And they have all the this history with the Kaingang people, and I'm just arriving now.
是啊，他们这个家庭在那个康格那个部落已经好多年了，他们和这当地的人有很长的故事，但是我就突然的插进去了。
And so if I would just think about my story and me and how it's difficult and whatever.Then I live a very shallow and more difficult life.
如果我只是想到我这个自己的个人的故事的话，我觉得是非常困难，因为我这样觉得的话，我就是只是生活在一个很浅薄的一个状态了。
But if I think that this story began before I got here.
这些故事呢，在我来之前已经发生了。
And now I'm just jumping on board this train that's already moving.
你知道他们在那里宣道的这个火车啊，已经开了很久了，我就突然从中间跳上去了。
Of course, there are things to figure out. I have to understand how everything works.
所以说那个时候我需要把一些事情弄清楚，我需要知道他们怎样在那里工作，怎样。
But if I want to figure out what my part in that story is, so that that story continues, then I live a much deeper, more joyful life.
如果我能够知道我怎样成为那个故事的一部分，能够让这个火车能够接着往前跑的话，我就会高兴得多。
And we all are part of this big story that God is writing.
你知道，我们每一个人都是神所写的这个这么大的一个故事的一部分。
And so I guess as I close today, my desire for you is that you would stop and recognize that you are.This little part of this big story.
我这里要鼓励大家的是请大家都能够想到，我们都是这个神写的这个大故事的一部分。
And also ask the Lord, what is my part in your story?
然后向神求，我在你这个故事中，我所扮演的这一部分是什么？
Just to bring you to the end of where we are today, we continue to translate the Bible.
来接着我们今天要。 到结束的时候要讲的，就是我们接着我们一家接着在那里这个翻译这个圣经。
And we're about 62.2%.
我们差不多翻译了62.2%。
We're into Isaiah. It's complicated sometimes.
我们现在差不多翻到正在翻这个以赛亚书，这个比较难，比较复杂。
It's such a blessing to study the word so closely and to talk about it with our Indian brothers who are translating with us.
Yeah, 真的是很感谢神，让我们真的是在翻译的过程中，我们能够完全的进入神这个话语，这个能够更了解神所赐的这个话语以赛亚，然后和当地的同工一起来合作，来做这个神的工。
We really need your prayer. There are days when all of the, like, we speak between us, German, Spanish, English, I'm thinking of the Bible versions we could use. I speak Chinese, but I couldn't use the Bible version because I'm illiterate. And then many commentaries, and Portuguese, of course. And there are days when none of them agree.
Yeah, 我们有几位同工在那里一起做这个事情，翻译的事情。但是这个同工呢，讲不同的话，有德国话，有英文，还有西班牙话，还有葡萄牙话，然后这个圣经呢，有很多注解用葡萄牙话的。我们每个人，我也会讲中文，但是我不会读中文，但是也不能用。但是圣经很多的，因为翻译的事情，我们常常有争执，所以我们有时候会有争执挺大。
So when the reference books we use don't, when they agree, it's easy. Then we just figure it out in Kaingangi what it's supposed to say.
当这些同工一起同意这个该怎样翻的话
the reference books, the Bible versions、
如果是这个圣经的翻译啊，这个参考书它的里面的结论是一样的话，我们就比较容易同工。我们所要做的就是把这个英文或者就翻成康港的这个当地的文字就可以了，但如果参考书上的意思是不一样的话，就比较困难。
When they don't agree, we just really have to ask for the Lord's inspiration and pray that we're translating it correctly.
是啊，当我们这个参考书里面的意义不一样的话，我们只能向神祷告，求神让我们翻译成神真正的意义，圣经真正的话。
So thank you so much for your prayers. We really do need it.
真是很感谢各位给我们的祷告，我们真的是很需要。
Could we close in prayer? If you can, would you stand with me?
如果你愿意的话，我们愿意在这里一起祷告。可以的话，大家站起来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I thank you for this amazing story you've written.
主啊，我们真是很感谢你这么一个美好，这么一个好的这个故事你所写的。
You are eternal, and there's no beginning or end for you.
你是那永远的，没有在你里面没有开始，也没有结束。
But with our limited minds and with being able to understand the beginning of the earth and the end of time, we just have a hard time.
真的是凭着我们这些很有限的脑袋，能够想明白这个地球开始的时候和地球结束的时候，真的是不容易。
And we really need to have your perspective.
真的是我们要你的启示。
So we pray that today you would help us to see that we are just a small moment in this great story you've been writing.
真的是我们在这里祷告，求你让我们明白，我们在你这写的这么大的故事里面，我们所占的很小的一部分。
You are such a great God that people of all nations can see that you're great.
你是这样一个伟大的神，所有地上的万族都能看见你是那伟大的神。
And Lord, we want them to see that too.
主啊，我们也希望他们能够看见这一点。
And so we ask you to show us and to confirm for us again.
所以我们在这里求你能够向我们显现，向我们显示。
What our part in sharing your gospel is.
让我们知道我们怎样才能够分享你的福音，我们的这一部分在哪里。
Awaken us the courage to speak when your spirit prompts us.
能够鼓励我们，当你的灵感动我们的时候，给我们这样一个勇气能够说出来。
draw us into those places and those situations that we can be a tool in your hands.
And
shed away from us all of the things that make it so complicated and that make it seem like we just can't do anything for you.
真是扫去我们心中的忧郁，让我们不再认为我们不能做你的给我们指派的工作。
Thank you that you dwell in us now.
主啊, 谢谢你在我们心中能够住在我们心中。
And thank you that one day you will dwell among us in a very different way.
主啊, 我们也谢谢你能够将来能够在我们心中，我做王掌权在另外一个形态下。
I praise you and I thank you for the story you're writing with each person here.
我们在这里感谢你，能够赞美你，因为你在我们每个人都写在你的，把我们每个人都写在你的故事中间。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。